Well, howdy guys, so I'm just trying to understand Fermon's logic. Of course, they don't really work on logic, but anyway, as you've noticed, Fermons are advertising how many partners they've had, and it seems to be that the more partners they've had, the better. But I don't expect any of them have actually sat down and actually thought about it, and most of the times, by the way, they're lying about the amount of partners they've had anyway. But what they're really saying is, this Fermon was more likely to have more or some STDs than the other person who hasn't had so many partners. And of course, the body part that's being used in all these sexual encounters is getting worn out as well. Do they not seem to realize this is what they're advertising? That whatever age this Fermon is, and sometimes they're quite young, they're actually advertising there's a lot of miles on the clock, as it were. Now, you guys ever seen the documentary on prostitutes in cities? And of course, a lot of prostitutes don't live very old age. And they examine that special part on the Fermon body to see what difference they look like. And they actually put them in jars. And they showed you one that was a normal wear and tear, and then a prostitute's one. And there's a great big difference. The one that used it a lot, it completely lost its shape. It was sagging all the way in the jar. Man, I know that's a disgusting thing to think about, but this is what the Fermons are advertising when they're telling you the amount of men they've been with. Even if you halve them sometimes, it's still a great deal of men. I guess they think it attracts males. Well, yeah, a certain type, but they won't be keepers. But it doesn't matter anyway. That's the Fermon logic, isn't it? Just double down. Make a mistake, don't correct the mistake, do it again, double down. One of the strongest urges in males is obviously survival and sex. But Fermons have even gone against that, and males are just not bothering anymore. They'd rather go and play a damn good video game than have a romp in the hay with a worn-out Fermon, who will probably charge you for sexual assault afterwards. I really am glad I'm old enough now to be completely out of it. Sorry guys, I had no real idea where this video was going. I'm just drinking Peroni and it's basically doing the talking. And there's the trouble, see? Sometimes it's okay, sometimes not so good.